What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show today. It is Friday, July 6th, 2018. Thank goodness it's Friday. Thank goodness it's Friday. And actually for a Friday, especially after a holiday, it's been a very, very busy news day. We've got just oodles and oodles of stuff in the talking points here. So let's get right on into it. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Mike is in our control room, ready to answer the phone, put you on the air with your comments and questions. And because she was with us on the 4th of July, the Lady Claire is not going to be with us in hour number three today. Those of you watching on YouTube can see that we have not reconfigured the room here. She's taking the day to work on some of her music. She's writing a new original piece for her church choirs, and that's a good thing for her to be doing right now. And so let's get on into the news here. Now, do you remember that big stink that happened down in San Antonio, Texas at a Whataburger, where this 16-year-old kid, Hunter Richard, was wearing a Make America Great Again hat, and this 30-year-old gentleman threw his drink into the kid's face and then grabbed the hat, including some of the kid's head, and ran out of the Whataburger. But somebody got it on video, and it went viral, and here's the follow-up. The man was recognized and identified as Kino Jimenez by his own employer, who fired him and then reported him to the police. So he's been arrested. And I understand that Donald Trump Jr. Is in the process of getting a replacement Make America Great hat for Hunter Richard. And he's going to have Trump sign this one for him. So that's working out very well. Again, getting into this issue of incivility, it has been going on for a while, but it is accelerating here. And there's this video that surfaced from Denmark where this man was wearing a Make America Great hat in what was called the Unibar near Aarhus University in Denmark. And so this American liberal became visibly angry and started screaming at him, calling him a racist, using obscenities and profanities. And they got that one on videotape as well. And they did press charges against her for politically motivated assault, which is what we're going to have to do. Turn the other cheek isn't going to work on this. So over at Breitbart, they're running a what they call the rap sheet. And the rap sheet is basically keeping account and description of all of these acts of media and Democrat-approved violence and harassment against Trump supporters, and they're continuously updating it. It was up to 133 as of when I linked it to whatreallyhappened.com, and for all we know, it's been updated even more since then. In fact, I'm going to go ahead and take a peek because now I'm curious. No, it's still showing the original 133, but it's looking at all these things about, well, it includes the one about the kid getting assaulted in San Antonio for his hat, the Nebraska GOP office vandalized, the man who accused was threatening to kill Senator Rand Paul and his family, and it just goes on and on. And again, resorting to these kind of brown shirt tactics is sending a signal that the liberal agenda, especially the open borders agenda, don't have any arguments that are getting any traction. So they're trying to win through intimidation, win through terrorism, win through harassment. And I think it's going to backflash on them for a very simple reason, because I think most people are looking at this behavior and saying, wow, if this is how they behave when they're out of power, imagine how they're going to behave if they ever get back in. And that may be one of the reasons why the polls are shifting against the Democrats for the midterms this November. Now, interestingly enough, New York Times ran an article about how liberals used to be identified with freedom of speech, that they could say whatever they wanted to, because we have that First Amendment. And now all of a sudden we're seeing a lot of liberal stars coming on back and saying, well, really, there do have to be limits. And what's going on here is back when they were champions of free speech, it worked for them because they had ideas, because they really were the intellectual class. And they really did have suggestions for doing things that would benefit the nation. They've run out of that. They ran out of ideas in 2016, and all they've got now is hysteria, identity politics, victimology, race baiting. And so we're seeing all these people out there saying, well, you know, I think that free speech amplifies injustice because it's being used to defend ideas that I don't like. So that's it. Basically, their idea of injustice is anybody having a different opinion than they do about everything. Now, we're going to do a shout out to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining the network. But one law professor at Georgetown, Louise Michael Seidman, who used to be a defender of free speech, is saying his past position was a mistake. And he said when he was a kid, that was the standard liberal view of civil liberties. And now he's saying it's a mistake to think of free speech as an effective means to accomplish a more just society. So that is the new subtext coming from the liberals, that a just society requires censorship and officially approved speech. Now, you think about that one for a while, and then you go back to that question. What are they going to do if they get back into power? Now, federal district judge Ellen Whoville has tossed a junk lawfare lawsuit by the DNC claiming that the Trump camp and Roger Stone colluded with Russia during campaign. And the judge said the evidence just wasn't there. It was an accusation only, and the prosecutors were not going to be able to make the case. And by the way, this judge was appointed under Clinton. So they must have, the prosecutors must have really messed up for the judge to say there's no there. And Roger Stone is now out there celebrating his victory, blasting the deep state and the DNC hacks following the dismissal of this lawsuit against him and the Trump campaign. Now, Devin Nunes is starting to really crank on up. It's going to be an interesting time in Congress over the next several weeks. And Nunes has sent another letter, his third in a week, to two fellow GOP chairmen. Referring to them, a total of 15 people connected with the Russian investigation for testimony in open doors. And the letters, many of the individuals on the list are tied to Hillary Clinton and the Trump dossier, which was funded in part by Clinton's presidential campaign and the Democratic National Committee. So he's going to give them a good grilling. It's going to be in public. Nunes is expanding his visa abuse probe. And Nunes is going to call on Bruce Orr's wife, Nellie Orr, co-founder of Fusion GPS, Glenn Simpson, and Feinstein's former Senate Intel staffer, who is a Fusion GPS employee, Daniel Jones, are also on the list. All righty. So a lot of people were wondering what was behind this smearing of Jim Jordan, where all of a sudden the media came on out with these allegations that before he'd gotten into politics, when he was still a coach at Ohio State, that he had ignored reports of abuse against the students. And people were scratching their head about the timing. What's really going on here? And there's a very good article that came out over at Freedom Outpost, which has connected all the dots to say, this is Rod Rosenstein sending a message to members of Congress, saying that he will investigate them all, he will find their dirt, and he will get it on out there before the midterms if they don't back off on him and the Robert Mueller investigation. In other words, he's blackmailing Congress. Now, as you know, we're coming up on the summit between Donald Trump and Vlad Putin. And Kremlin officials are already in intense negotiations with their counterparts in Washington to strike at least one deal they hope will let President Trump tout his summit with Putin as a triumph that justifies steps to repair relations. Now, the meeting is going to take place on July 16th in Helsinki, Finland. And one of the issues that's probably going to come on up, at least on Trump's side, is Iran's role in Syria, an issue that Moscow is also negotiating with Tehran. Now, Putin has agreed in principle to U.S. and Israeli demands that Iranian-backed forces in southern Syria be kept away from Israel's borders, replaced with troops loyal to the government in Damascus. But then we're getting an alternative report coming out of no less than TASS saying that the Kremlin is saying that, no, the pro-Iranian pullout, they're refuting, saying it will not be the top of the Putin-Trump talks. So already we've got everybody in there trying to pre-spin this. There are people who want this summit to work. I'm one of them. There are people who don't want the summit to work, specifically the arms manufacturers, the war hawks, Israel. Now, as you know, back on Wednesday, there was an arrest for a planned terror event. And there was this man who was caught plotting a bombing at a 4th of July celebration and then arrested by the FBI. And it went to the newspapers. See, the FBI are the good guys. The only problem is the plot was created by the undercover FBI agents who convinced the man to agree to a role in the plan. They gave him all the supplies and then they arrested him. Now, the guy is 48 years old, Demetrius Pitts, and he's facing these criminal charges after conversations with undercover agents led to his arrest. And the FBI is claiming its agents reached out to him because they made comments on Facebook that indicated he might be interested in joining Al-Qaeda and traveling overseas for training, then returning to the U.S. to carry out an attack. A very stupid thing to put on Facebook, knowing that it's all being surveilled, or maybe it was planted on his behalf. But we have seen so many of these that even the corporate media is starting to say, this is kind of wanky. NBC came on out and said, it's clear there was no indication he actually planned on carrying out a terrorist attack. There's no indication he would have carried off any attack on his own. Now, as you know, the FBI is coming out of under criticism because this is entrapment. They're entrapping these people. Now, the FBI special agent in charge, Stephen Anthony, tried to justify this by insisting that law enforcement can't stand by and wait for Mr. Pitts to commit a violent attack. You know, I mean, we have to force the issue now. We just can't wait and see if he's going to commit a crime. Well, that's the way it's supposed to work. That's the way it's supposed to work in the United States of America. You go on out and you catch the people, hopefully in the act or shortly after the act of committing a crime. You don't go on out and talk them into it, give them the supplies, and then arrest them and claim you're doing something to solve the terrorism problem, because you're not. Now, Max Boot is longtime big shot on the Council of Foreign Relations, leading figure in the neoconservative movement. And I guess the Russia thing has had its day, because the new issue now is we're all Nazis. Trump is Hitler. Trump's GOP is the Nazi party. Everybody who supports Donald Trump is a Nazi. That's their latest thing. You're all Nazis, Nazis, Nazis. Or your other really bad names, which I can't say on the radio because the FCC will shut us down here. So it's just more screaming and hollering. And if you look at the tactics being used by the liberals, the brown shirt tactics being used by the liberals right now, I think that Max Boot may be looking in the wrong direction. So apparently, this war between the globalists and the populist nationalists is really heating up. And Trump apparently is the figurehead for the populists and nationalists. Now, more and more countries are starting to elect populists, nationalists, Euroskeptics. But Trump is apparently being seen as the focal point. And that's why they're still out to get him any way they can. So let's get on over to the walkaway movement, because it is really taking off. And a lot of people are connecting with it. Now, this was basically all goes back to this video created by this gay hairdresser in New York named Brandon Straka, where he said, I used to be a liberal, but I can't do that anymore. And he went down the list of reasons, including the growing intolerance and hysteria and violence in the liberal world, and how there didn't seem to be any kind of spiritual growth. It was just constant whining and crying. And the idea that in order to be a liberal, you have to be a victim of somebody who's hated by the liberals. And this thing really took off. Now, as a follow-up to that, Brandon Straka, his video has been seen by so many people. He's now being recognized in the streets. So he went into a camera store yesterday to purchase some new supplies. Apparently he's into photography. And the liberals working in the store recognized him and refused him service. These are the same liberals who scream, you know, to high heaven when a Christian baker refuses to make a gay wedding cake. But this type of hatred and discrimination is precisely why Brandon Straka began the walkaway campaign in the first place. All right, let's take a phone call. Don in the Philippines, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Mike. I got a couple points. One is this Mueller investigation. Now, I haven't heard Rosenstein, today was supposed to be the deadline. Did he also say today, go to hell, he's not going to give him anything, or what happened today?
I have not heard anything. Today is the deadline, supposedly Rosenstein has until end of business today to surrender the documents, but I have not heard that the documents have delivered or that Rosenstein had issued a comment on it. My gut is telling me that the documents will not be delivered, because if they start to really open up that can of worms, there's going to be no stopping it. It's going to unravel all the way back to the election fraud of 2016. The attempt to frame Trump with Russia will rip open all the way back to Hillary's email server, the Clinton Foundation, and that whole entire rotted tumor at the heart of Washington, D.C. is going to be exposed to the American people.
Well, that's what we need. But the thing is, there's another thing. What happens if they hold, they can vote, the House can vote contempt of Congress on Rosenstein, which they should do. But
they could also impeach him.
They can vote to impeach him, but it takes two-thirds of the Senate, I believe, to impeach him. So that's not going to happen. So
House does the actual impeachment, and then the Senate votes to remove. That's why Clinton got impeached. Yeah, Bill Clinton got impeached, but he was not removed.
Right. With Rosenstein, I don't think he cares. I mean, you know, he wore that like a badge of honor. He still, after all that would happen, he'd still be sitting there in his job drawing a paycheck, right? But here's the thing they can do, Mike, and you don't hear this very much, but I saw Tom Fitton said something about this on his Judicial Watch comments, but I heard this before also.
Okay, Don, I'm going to have to put you on hold. We got to take a break for commercials. Do not hang up, and I'll come right back to you after these words from our sponsors.
corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And folks, Republic Broadcasting does need your help. There's no other way to put it. We need to stay on the air. We're in a very critical time in the history of the nation, and Republic Broadcasting needs your help. So if you can help, the postal address to send check, money order, or if you prefer anonymity, cash, is Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Road, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. If you'd like to call in with a credit card donation or debit card donation, the number or to pledge to be a recurring subscriber, that number is 800-724-2719, extension 1 during business hours, extension 3 at all other times. All right, let's get back to the phones. Don in the Philippines, sorry to cut you off with the commercial break here, and why don't you just pick up where you left off?
Well, for example, the House held Eric Holder in contempt. Well, he just laughed about it, you know, and ha, ha, ha. He held me in contempt because he knows the DOJ is not going to prosecute him, and now he's going to run for president. So it means nothing whatsoever to just hold somebody in contempt. But there's something else they can do that Congress used to do a long time ago. They could just, if they vote contempt of Congress, they can go put the man under arrest, a cabinet member, and the Congress used to do this. They have a sergeant of arms of the Congress.
Yes.
Of the House, and they could just send send him over there, cuff Rosenstein, and they have some kind of a jail in there somewhere.
Yeah, they do. There's actually a small cell block there in the basement of the Capitol building.
They could do it, but that's something. I'm pretty sure that law still exists where they have the authority to do that, but they just don't exercise their authority because the deep state rules, and they're just nobody. They're not going to have enough intestinal fortitude or whatever you want to call it. They don't care enough to. They could do that. They could go over there. Rosenstein, you wouldn't expect that. I mean, you know, he's not going to have guards around him. You could go there and cuff him and put it and throw him in jail. Now what's he going to do? And detain him until he turns over.
Well, here's an overview of what's going on. What all of them are doing, members of Congress, FBI, Department of Justice, all of them are putting on a theater production to try and convince the American people that the government is still functioning along the lines as laid out in the Constitution. They're aware that Americans are hearing about the deep state, that they're seeing the corruption. They're watching as Congress abandoned its oversight for wars. They're seeing the obvious way in which the Department of Justice and FBI are openly defying Congress. And so everybody's out there trying to just go through the motions and say, no, everything's still working. You know, go on voting, go on paying taxes. It's all still working the way it's supposed to. But I think they're running out of time.
Yes, they're running out of time, and people don't believe anything they say anymore. And now, as far as the walk-away movement, I'm a walk-away. I walked away when they screwed Bernie and they nominated Hillary Clinton. I'm never going to vote for another Democrat, I don't think, as long as I live, unless there's somebody that I think is pretty cool, but I don't see any around. And
I'd vote for Tulsi Gabbard.
Well, yeah, she's not going to run. If she runs in Hawaii, she's not going to ever be a candidate. But the, I mean...
Why? We had one president come from Hawaii. Why not another?
Yeah, well, I mean, anything's possible. But, yeah, I'd vote for Tulsi Gabbard. She's not going to – I don't think she's going to be a candidate. But just because she'd be better to look at if you have to turn on the TV and you can look at her, you know, instead of these guys they got there. But I grew up as a Democrat, you know, and I was – one thing I liked about the Democrats, over the years, they tended to be more of a peace – the peace party. But Jimmy Carter didn't invade anybody in his 4 years, which is unusual. George McGovern was a peace candidate. He was a guy that was a combat veteran of many, many bombing missions in Germany, and he knew what it was, and he didn't like war, and he was against the Vietnam War, but he only won one state. But now the Democrats are just nothing but total transgender and this and that, and they're not even the working men. I used to be a union worker. I was worked for the post office. You know, and most of those people, even the ones that were devout union members, they were not Democrats because the Democrats were just all hogwash, and they don't really stick up for the working man anymore. I'll let you go, Mike. Thank you.
All right, thanks an awful lot here, and yeah, I mean, a lot of people are starting to ask. Is the Democratic Party in the process of self-destructing? And a lot of that has to do with surrendering the party to the corruptions coming out of the Clintons. I mean, basically, Hillary Clinton was running the entire Democratic machine during her campaign, which is what led to cheating Bernie Sanders out of his primary victory. Anyway, we got to take another break for commercials. We have more callers waiting on the line, and we will be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And we're going to go back to the phone lines to Jim in Chicago. Aloha, Jim. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Michael. A couple of things. You know, you were talking about liberal and their behavior. This is nothing new. Don't you remember SDS, the Weathermen, in the Day of Rage in Chicago in 1969?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so
but those were perceived by the American public as kind of either isolated groups or an isolated incident. The perception today is that all of liberalism has just gone off the deep end here. And I think it's as liberalism started to lose traction with the American people, their only solution was to get more and more extreme, to where we get, you know, screaming about gay wedding cakes and how it's okay for a man to use the women's restroom and stuff that most Americans just find absolutely silly. In fact, I'll share a little example with you. The other weekend when Claire and I decided to go on out and play tourist and get away from our computers and everything for a day, we visited one of our favorite places on the island, which is called the Byodo Inn Temple. And Claire went in to use the restroom, and I was standing outside waiting for her. And a lady tourist comes along, and the restrooms are not all that clearly marked, and she went into the men's room by accident. And then immediately comes on out, red-faced, and I point her to the correct one. And then I say, you know, according to the liberals, you could use the men's room if you want. And she broke up in laughter, which made two things. She was aware of the issue, and she just thought it was silly. And that's where regular middle America is right now. They're seeing it silly. My big concern right now, though, is not whether liberalism is going to survive or collapse. I think it's going to collapse. My concern is they pushed out to such an extremist position that during the backlash, we're going to have to be careful that we don't wind up with an extremist conservative society either. We have to sort of slow things down and try and get back to that middle of the road where we're avoiding extremism on either side.
I would agree with you. In fact, personally, up until probably the early 80s, I supported the Democratic Party. Now, I don't even support the Republican Party because I think they both are bad, and most people are turned off by them, unfortunately.
Yes, they are. That's one of the reasons Trump did so well is that he was seen as being an outsider. Unfortunately, he's turned out to be a bit of a disappointment. But there's always been a lot of support for third parties through the years, but the system is rigged against them. Don't want any third parties coming on in and messing up, the great little racket they've got going there. Throughout my life, I was obviously growing up on a farm in New Hampshire. I was raised in a Republican environment. But as I got into my voting years, I tended to basically vote the issues and the individuals. And I was never one to have a strong party allegiance. But I'm in agreement with you. Both parties are equally corrupt. We're talking about how the Democrats cheated Bernie Sanders out of the nomination in the primaries. But we have to remember just how hard the Republican leadership tried to do exactly the same thing to Donald Trump.
This is very true. And the final question I have for you, did you read that article today or heard about that article stating where the military is asking any soldier that was born or raised in another country and they join the military to become American citizens, they're now are asked to leave the military?
So I did know that one of the pathways to citizenship being offered to the refugees and illegals was through service in the U.S. military. And I always criticized that plan as the people weren't emotionally connected to the land and they weren't going to be effective fighters. But you're saying now that the people who went into the military on this arrangement are now being asked to leave?
That came out this morning, yeah. Uh-huh.
Wow. I guess I was right. They aren't effective fighters.
The Defense Department...
Beat the curve again.
Say it again, please.
I said I beat the curve again.
Right. So that's where it stands as far as today. Anything can change, though. So, well, Michael, yeah. you and Claire have a nice weekend. Take care.
Yeah, we're going to get a lot of rest here, and Claire, of course, has church on Sunday. Thank you for the call. We're going to switch over to Al in Canada. Aloha, Al. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. Yeah, you beat the curve again. That was funny. I was chuckling. I sent you an email. Something that got me banned on the CBC. And, you know, like you said about these liberals, I mean, it's this is getting ridiculous. they're doing it to themselves, right? There's nothing that anyone can really, you know, say otherwise. I'm a pretty conservative guy on certain issues, but for censorship, free speech, things like that. I mean, you know, like look at some of these books that are actually being used in high school, or used to. I don't know whether they are or not. Like, for instance, To Kill a Mockingbird. You probably read it. You probably saw the movie. They're not using that anymore in the high school curriculum because of the racial connotations. If anything, I think that it would probably reinforce the fact that racism is a bad thing. I mean, and it shouldn't be tolerated. But by all means. I mean, you know, if the free speech should not be censored to the point where, you don't even know, how would I say this? You don't even know what's right or wrong anymore. as far as the conversation is concerned, because you can't really say anything anymore without offending people. It's gotten ridiculous, hasn't it?
It's cultural Marxism, yeah. And it's one thing to say racism is bad today, and it is, and quite another to try and apply censorship to make it look like there has never been racism in the past. Well, if you really want to make the point that racism is bad, I think students should be exposed to the literature of the past that did have the racial stereotypes. And you can say, you know, this was the context in which this was written, and this is the reality of what happened. And we're in a world right now where the liberals are playing like Winston Smith, where their job is to go back and change the past to bring it into compliance to current political dogma. And Orwell wrote that as a warning, and we should have paid more attention because we're there.
Yeah, but they're going a step further because now they're imposing do it or else sort of thing. Look at Tim Allen. Tim Allen's series was canceled. And
yes.
He's a conservative, and the show is based upon, you know, conservative values. He got canceled, and he didn't even say anything bad. He didn't go up in front of a bunch of people and say, you know, F Trump or anything like that, which is like, you know, that's your president, buddy. You know, I mean, this is absolutely ridiculous, and I'm hoping that liberalism does collapse. It is collapsing up here in Canada. In Ontario, the Liberal Party got like one seat. And the Conservative Party, I think, got 80, and then, you know, the Socialists, the NDPs, or Communists, whatever you want to call them, you know, they got, like, in the 30s. And next year, of course, we have the federal election, and Justin Trudeau's, you know, his numbers are bad. And that's great, because, you know, to be quite honest with you, Mike, when someone says mankind, it doesn't bother me at all, but when someone says peoplekind, you know, I'm like, what? What kind of nonsense is that? They're rewriting. They're actually rewriting the English language, too, aren't they?
Well, yeah. And that's a process of, if they change, again, back to Orwell, the whole idea behind mm-hmm. Newspeak. If there isn't a word for a banned concept, then nobody can think about the banned concept.
Exactly. I appreciate your time, Mike. I hope you have a good show. I've been having some trouble connecting to your website the last week. It's okay now, but for about a half an hour, you know, it wasn't there. So, hopefully it gets resolved if you have trouble with your internet service provider. So, good luck
okay,
to you.
Okay, can I ask
show.
You?
Thank you very much.
Hang on, Al, were you getting the page
yep.
not found?
Yeah.
Okay, that was actually, we had a new advertiser, and they had some really bad code in there. And it took me a while to track it down. And even worse, I discovered that the advertiser was very underhandedly leading people to an online gambling website, which we absolutely forbid at What Really Happened. So I've canceled that advertiser, and I've taken the ad out. And if you empty your browser cache and reload, it should be working now.
Yeah, it works now. That's great.
Okay.
Well, you know, these people are underhanded, you know, and they'll do anything. So
yep.
What can you do? Anyways, I appreciate your time, Mike. Thank you very much.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. And we're going to switch over to Bob behind enemy lines. Aloha, Bob. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Mike. Boy, I'll tell you, I'm almost jealous of where you're at out there. I was just looking at your weather, 84 degrees, 55% humidity, and partly sunny. Man,
yep.
It's just too bad they banned most of your sunblock now. Did you hear about that?
Well, yeah, the stuff really was bad, and, you know, just covering up is going to protect you, or staying in the shade. But, you know, suntan oil, it's another product that was created for something that was kind of made up, and some of its marketing was a little bit underhanded. So there are natural sunscreens that you can use. Once again, it was a product where everybody was out there trying to make their own unique patentable formula. And there was a lot of stuff being put in.
Well,
there.
You know, I'm sure, that, because that you're old enough that it was just a replacement for mom's cocoa butter and the aloe vera plant. We all knew that. Hey, I didn't want to drag you off in the weeds there. I was just complimenting your weather. Actually, I wanted to wonder about this new bill that Trump has drafted. I'm sure you've heard, I hate to be a Krause here, but you maybe caught wind of his new Fair and Reciprocal Tariff Act. Do you think he's blowing smoke at the World Trade Organization, or do you think he's trying to make a stink? Sorry, there's my sense of humor again.
I'm not really sure. I'm trying to figure out if it really is a case of bluffing and having your bluff called, which may be the case with China, or if Trump doesn't really understand that it's going to take a while to get our manufacturing back online for a tariff trade currency war to actually work. And then behind it all, of course, is that horrendous debt, which means our economy is not that resilient. Frankly, after that comment about where despite being advised not to, Trump told the president of Colombia that they're seriously thinking of invading Venezuela, I'm starting to question Trump's judgment.
I would have to agree with that. I was in the Navy, and that is a severe tactical faux pas. I mean, it's one thing to go over to another brigade and say, hey, guys, maybe you want to clean up your act, or we're going to have to go over here and clean up the village. But it's another thing to say it to another country, an entire country, and not even the country you're talking about going into. No, just telling the neighbors, oh, and by the way, no, that was really dumb.
Yeah, it is, because it guarantees that Venezuela now knows that the U.S. is a serious military threat to them.
Well, you know, I kind of look at it as the way that we're going to be looking at China. Now, you can use Venezuela as a very good example right now. Their entire economy has crumbled. Their entire system has crashed and fallen apart. Even the pigeons are running out of places to get eaten in right now. And all of a sudden, now they get to deal with an outside force in much greater numbers and much more massive power that's getting ready to come in there and tell them what to do. I think we're going to wind up the same way with China if we're not really careful.
Well, there is no question in my mind that Venezuela will be taken very quickly, because they've been suffering under years of economic warfare by the United States, because Venezuela wants to sell their oil for currencies other than the U.S. dollar. And this goes back to the times of Hugo Chavez. They were trying to get him out of power. The reason Venezuela's falling apart is they have also been hit with U.S. sanctions literally starved into submission.
I remember when the sanctions went down. I was telling my friends when the sanctions went down, that was the first sign I saw. I said, look, guys, you got to watch Venezuela over the next couple of years. You'll see what I mean. Cause some of them doubted me with all this tinfoil hat stuff, but I'm an infophile. I look everywhere. All over the news. I'll listen to CNN. I'll listen to you guys. I'll listen to everybody else. I know what I believe, but I want to hear everybody's opinion. I'm a very well-rounded character trying to get the bigger picture. But, you know, in the bigger picture, one of your callers, Al, there earlier, I really do have to agree with him. This Democrat and Liberal Party is just so busy tearing themselves apart. I'm almost thinking we could save a whole lot of campaign finance money on Republicans this year. All we need to do is film back the Democrats' behavior and then pop it out there on TV.
Well, the problem is that we're already seeing the corporate social media are yanking this stuff. People are putting up these videos. I mean, when I went on over to Breitbart for that rap sheet, I was surprised that they had 133 separate incidents on there. I was only aware of like maybe five or six.
There's been a lot of them. I've been keeping up on it. Yeah,
we'd have to grassroots. We'd have to have our own video servers and just get the stuff on out there. And with my new server, I may be able to host a few videos myself.
Real.video. I'll tell you, if you need a good place to be, Mike Adams has done it right.
I'm going to be looking at that this weekend. I got nothing but complaints about YouTube, about how they keep cutting me off. They're throwing commercials on top of my streaming video.
Well, they've been skipping like 10 seconds of your script at a time. I mean, you're getting censored on there sentence by sentence sometimes.
Well, okay, well. Blank YouTube.
I've just seen it myself just the other day.
I'm going to be looking at real video over the weekend in my copious amounts of free time.
Well, as long as you help Claire get that song done by Sunday so that she can freshen it up into the church halls, I think you'll probably have done most of your job. But yeah, check out Real Video too. In the meantime, brother, I really look forward to hearing your news, so I'm going to shut up and let you tell me what the news is.
All right, well, thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go, and I'm going to leave our next caller until after the coming commercial break. The piece of music Claire's working on right now is not for this weekend, but there is other stuff for the weekend, special music, rehearsals, and so there's a lot of stuff to get done. We'll get it done, though. I'm going to really get that. But I'm going to look at Real Video because YouTube, I get complaints about the sound quality. I get complaints about censorship. And it's time to basically let YouTube and their little liberal world fade into history. Okay, we're going to take another break for commercials. We're going to come back with a phone call, and then we'll be right back.
Hi, folks. CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefit. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read a few from Amazon.com. Dr. Sam Serino reviewed the Extendivite product. Good ingredients, feeling much better since taking product. It seems that the tablets work well. Once again, thank you for your product. My acid reflux is really improved thanks to the Extendivite. Together with my thumb joints, the pain is gone and I'm able to grip things much better. My friend has peripheral arterial disorder, and their lower legs were hurting at a red color, but thankfully, there has been a significant improvement. Kind regards, Janice. My husband feels a big difference using Extendivite. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened? What really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And we're going to take one more phone call. Then we're going to close the phone lines for a while because I'm way behind on the talking points. So, Peter in Los Angeles, thank you for being so patient on the hold button. And what is on your mind today? Peter, are you there? Peter going once, going twice, and I guess we lost Peter. All right, the phone lines are closed. I'm going to do some news here. Somebody just sent me an article, and it's a follow-up to what the article the caller mentioned about how the Army is now discharging the immigrants, and the liberals have already gone ballistic on this, screaming it's racism. They're being discharged because they are immigrants. And looking at this story here, apparently there are some problems. It has to do with some of them lying on the requirements, being overweight, not being physically fit for military service. In the case of some who were being assigned to jobs requiring a clearance, they couldn't pass the background check. But the liberals are out there screaming racism, 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 racism. All right, getting on back to our domestic politics here. As you know, Scott Pruitt, the former head of the Environmental Protection Agency, has left. He still has all these scandals and investigations to deal with. I'm looking at the scope of this guy's misbehavior and wondering why he wasn't called to account long ago, maybe when he was back still as the Attorney General of Oklahoma, because I don't think he just started behaving like this when he came to the Environmental Protection Agency. This suggests to me a constant pattern of this kind of behavior. So, and anyway, so a lot of people are saying that as of Monday, the assistant EPA chief, Andrew Wheeler, will be running the EPA on a temporary basis. And already a lot of people are screaming about it because he used to be a coal lobbyist. And apparently he also worked as an aide to Senator Jim Inhofe, who is not well loved by the global warming cultists. So they're attacking Wheeler. And it's not like EPA has been doing a really great job. And that's another issue entirely, possibly for another show. Getting into corporate media, looking at the ratings, Fox News again dominated for the second quarter of 2018, not only in cable news, but in all of cable, while CNN landed in last place by a country mile. Because nobody likes a liar. Meanwhile, over in France, there are two controversial bills which are headed to the French Senate to enable the government to censor fake news. And critics are correctly pointing on out. This means the news will be the official news. It'll be like Pravda and Izvestia under the old Soviet Union. It won't be true. It'll be all government lies, but they'll be the official lies, and you will love them. All right, we got to take a break for station identification. We'll be right back.
Dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible?
Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.